If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The Oscars are officially this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to talk to anyone about Oscar predictions, of course, this guy has to be Breezy's younger brother, Max, who is usually on point with this type of stuff.
No, he's a professional for sure, without the credentials.
Without the credentials, yes. And I know sometimes award season has been losing some steam with a lot of these shows, but I think the Academy Awards this year, the 97th Academy Awards, are going to do pretty well.
Yeah.
Max, good morning, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, you are a staple for Oscar season, so we had to have you on. Grab your prediction. Heading down to Florida for the Oscar party with our parents.
Are you really?
Yeah, the family. I'm visiting the family in Florida. Yeah, we're going to watch the show down there. So, yeah.
Last year's awards, your predictions were pretty spot on, Max. And I have a feeling this year.
Yeah, like 10 out of 10.
Same thing. Yeah, 10 out of 10. You have seen every film that has been nominated this year, correct?
Yeah, all the best pictures, all the acting. I've seen them all. Yeah.
Even the short films. That's crazy.
Well, I don't have access to those, but I watch the main categories.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So tell us, what are your predictions this year? Nominated for Best Picture is...
Okay, so I want to tell you, I think the front runner to win Best Picture is this movie called Anora.
Yes.
Which is about a stripper who marries a Russian billionaire.
Right.
It's kind of like a modern-day Pretty Woman.
Right.
But this movie's about how like rich people and poor people are living completely separate lives, and it's very topical to modern issues today, so I think the Academy wants to celebrate that, you know?
Amazing.
Well, Mikki Madison is up for Best Actress in this role.
And it's a tight race between her and Demi Moore for The Substance. I wanted to ask you, Moose, have you heard of The Substance at all?
Have you seen that?
I have.
What were your thoughts?
Have you seen it at all?
Can I be honest with you? I got 40 minutes in, I was like, I think I'm good.
Honestly, it's good. But I wanted to say The Substance is interesting because it's like a disgusting horror movie. But it's closer to something like Human Centipede than it is an Oscar
Which I
movie.
Feel like you would love, Moose, no?
Well, no, it's not that. It was just too demonic for me. And I'm I didn't enjoy it, you know, because I like a good horror movie. But it's not something I'm typically watching at any given time. I usually just will give my time and attention to those films during the holiday of Halloween.
It's crazy how many people did like the Substance, Max, because it is gory and I didn't watch it, but it is gory and disgusting, but it's like people couldn't look away. Do you think that was because of the topic on which they were discussing? So basically, if you haven't seen it or heard of it, Max, you can explain it.
Yeah, the movie's about an actress in Hollywood who's aging and getting older and basically how women are treated in Hollywood. So that's the reason why Hollywood wants to celebrate this movie, not because it's like a horror movie, but because
Listen,
talking about how women are treated in society and Hollywood in general.
Max, in general, Hollywood loves talking about itself. Mm-hmm. Any movie that has ever been relevant to anything related to Hollywood has won Best Picture. We're talking about The Artist. We're talking about La La Land. We're talking about Once Upon a Time. Any of those films dealing with Hollywood has always got all the recognition in the world. So if you are looking to get to the Oscars, make a film about L.A.
No, fully.
I wanted to say the Best Actress race is between Mikey Madison, like you said, for Anora, and Demi Moore, who's never won an Oscar before, actress in Hollywood. And I think they always give it to the younger actress, you know? That's just their bias, you know?
That's interesting, considering the fact that the movie is kind of tearing that down.
You know, I'm fascinated by the fact that you haven't really mentioned Wicked yet.
I know. We need to talk about that.
Okay, so Wicked has 10 Oscar nominations. I know that was the most successful movie this year financially, and it was the one that got everyone talking. I think it'll win 2 Oscars. I think it'll win Best Costume Design and Best Production Design, but that's as far as I'm going with Wicked.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not actress in a leading role, huh? Cynthia Erivo?
She was great, but I think it's just too busy this year. But I will say there will be live performances of Wicked, the songs, you know.
Yes.
So get excited about that. Yeah.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Oh, that's going to be great, man. Okay, let's talk about actor in a leading role really quickly. Who are you going for?
Yep. The race is between Timothy Chalamet for playing Bob Dylan in this musical movie, and Adrian Brody in The Brutalist, which is a huge historical epic film. My prediction is Adrian Brody wins, because what I think is with actresses, they give it to the younger actress, but with actors, they always give it to the seasoned older actor. You know,
that's so interesting.
You know, I'm going to have to go against you on this one, Max, and say Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice.
He was really, really good.
He portrayed Donald Trump in this film,
young Donald Trump
had all his mannerisms down. The guy is a phenomenal actor, but I thought he was great in this role. I think it's gonna. I think this is gonna surprise all of us.
And
I could be wrong.
You could be right. Also,
that is true.
That's very true.
He's never right, though. So
I know. But the Oscars are this Sunday, March 2nd, the 97th Academy Awards. It's all very, very exciting.
One more wild prediction.
Yes.
I think Macaulay Culkin's brother, Kieran Culkin, is going to win an Oscar for this movie, A Real Pain. He's known for acting on Succession, but he's a good actor. I think he's going to win this year.
I wish he would do something with his brother, Macaulay Culkin.
Breezy, do you know Home Alone?
Home Alone, sure
do. Wow, I mean, yes.
And from the Michael Jackson documentary.
That's right. All right.
Oh, God.
We shall see how this unfolds on Sunday, Max.
Hosted by Conan O'Brien, I should say.
Oh, yeah. Where are we watching this? We totally butchered it the other day when we talked about it.
It's on ABC and streaming on Hulu online. So
at 7 p.m. this Sunday, March 2nd.
All right. Yep. And so sad to see the news. We reported on it yesterday on the show about Gene Hackman passing away, along with his wife and dog. No foul play was suspected, but they were all found deceased in their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, right before the Oscars here. So I'm sure they're going to be doing a special shout out to him.
Yeah, the in memoriam will be a huge thing, and they'll probably recognize the LA fires that have been happening.
For sure. Absolutely. Max, thank you so much.
Important.
Yeah, we appreciate you, man. We'll check back in with you to see how well you did this year.
Yeah, circle back, okay?
Okay, man. All right,
take
care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.